It's 25 degrees and mainly sunny at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm David Bowie. U.S. President Donald Trump has been briefed on Hurricane Michael as it makes landfall in Florida with potentially catastrophic 250-kilometer-per-hour winds. Trump says his administration is very, very prepared.
We have massive amounts of food and water that gets brought in immediately as it's leaving. I mean, literally, we follow it right in.
Federal Director Brock Long says his agency has nearly 3,000 people in the field ready to help in any search and rescue missions. But with people refusing to evacuate homes, Long warns those who experience storm surge, quote, don't usually live to tell about it. Ginger Z reports from Mexico Beach.
I saw an entire home taken off of its foundation and rolled down the street. That is the type of storm surge we're talking about right here in Mexico City. We could just start to make out, and I saw the roof on its side rolling down the street. I can't see if any of the others have made it. The water is still at least 10 feet below us, but we're on a third floor. We have rooms fourth and fifth, so we're able to go up if we needed to. But I'm going to tell you right now, anything that was on this coast within 20 minutes just now is gone.
Long says Michael is a hurricane of the worst kind. The grand opening for the City of Quinte West's new fire station is happening today. QNET News reporter Evan McClellan has the story.
The ceremony for the grand opening just finished. Several local politicians were in attendance, along with Todd Smith and Neil Ellis of the Conservative and Liberal parties, respectively. The facility cost just over $7 million, coming under its budget, and took a little over a year to build. Evan McClellan, QNET News, Belleville.
Canadian mystery writer Vicki Delaney will be visiting the Sterling Rawdon Public Library Wednesday at 6 p.m.
I'm just going to be talking about my books and about my writing life. Talk a little bit about, I am a past president of the Crime Writers in Canada, so I'll talk a little bit about the state of crime writing in Canada, as well as talking about my own books.
Delaney has written over 33 novels, including standalone books and three different series. FortisBC customers are being urged to conserve energy after an explosion near Prince George damaged the natural gas pipeline that carries 85% of the gas delivered by Fortis. A vice president of the utility, Doug Stout, says 700,000 customers are affected, but another 300,000 in the Okanagan and southern interior can help out by cutting back, too. So excess gas can be redirected to the lower mainland, Vancouver Island, or Northern BC. Stout says everyone should turn down or even turn off their furnace if it's not too cold.
Minimize the use of hot water. You know, if you've got natural gas, a hot water tank, fireplaces, cooktops, anything where you can conserve natural gas. We're asking people in homes and businesses to do that so we preserve the gas we have for as long as possible.
No one was hurt when the Enbridge pipeline exploded late yesterday afternoon, just outside Prince George, and a cause is still under investigation. U.S. and Mexican authorities have discovered an incomplete tunnel connecting the two countries in a rugged, remote area east of San Diego. Alex Stone has the details.
The tunnel is high-tech. It has lighting, ventilation, a rail system, and two sump pumps in it. But whoever built the tunnel, likely a drug or smuggling cartel, did go green with it. The tunnel's high-tech setup is powered by solar panels. The tunnel begins in a home on the Mexico side of the border, stretches under the border, but did not yet have an exit built on the U.S. side.
The U.S. Border Patrol says that the passage measured 191 meters, including 102 meters, into the United States. The lawyer for a limo service operator arrested in a crash that killed 20 people in upstate New York says his client isn't guilty. The attorney, Lee Kindelon, spoke to reporters Wednesday after Nauman Hussein's arrest. State police said they charged the 28-year-old Hussein with criminally negligent homicide in Saturday's crash in Schoharie. Kindlin says police jumped the gun in charging him with any crime. Police called Hussein, the operator of Prestige Limousine, but Kindlin says Hussein handled marketing and phone calls while his father ran the company day to day. Prestige Limousine has come under intense scrutiny since the wreck. State officials have said the limo failed an inspection and was declared unserviceable September 4th. Kindlin had said safety problems were corrected, though the state says that's not so. Is it really the Miss America pageant if only 46 states are competing? Sherry Preston has the latest on the continuing battle brewing over the crown.
Miss America 2019 Nia Franklin was chosen last month in Atlantic City, but beneath the ultra-white smiles and the lack of a swimsuit competition brews disharmony. Miss America organization led by Chairwoman Gretchen Carlson and CEO Regina Hopper has terminated the Miss America licenses of Georgia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and one other unnamed state, all of them home to pageant directors who had been outspoken against Carlson and Hopper and the changes made to the competition. One former national board member says the terminations are exactly why those directors spoke out in the first place. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
That's QNET News on 91X to 4.06 p.m. Sports is next.
Your sign says Tyrannosaurus Pets. Do you really sell dinosaurs?
No, of course not. But we do have a wide range of reptiles and all the food, accessories, and advice you need to care for them.
What was that?
Oh, that's just our lizard, Buddy.
I see.
Tyrannosaurus Pets has a full range of supplies and Canadian-branded food for all pets with scales, furs, or feathers. Also dog grooming, but no dinosaurs. Down, buddy, and expert advice. Tyrannosaurus Pets, 296 Front Street, Belleville, 21 Dundas Street, East Trenton, t-pets.ca.
In sports, the Loyalist Lancers men's rugby team are hosting the St. Lawrence College Vikings. Loyalist has not won a game since October 17th, 2015, going through a three-game skid and lost their last game 91-7 against the Algonquin Thunder. Even though they have had some tough results this season, athletic director Jim Buck says there is lots of good things to come out and watch.
OCA rugby is very exciting rugby, and despite the fact that, you know, we're getting beat up a little bit, it's a hard-hitting, fast-paced game. And so if you're, you know, not dwelling on the scoreboard, but just watching the sport and watching the effort that our student athletes put out there, you know, that's impressive. And we hope that, you know, people come and enjoy that part of it.
In women's soccer, the Lancers will travel to Kingston to play the St. Lawrence Vikings. The Lancers are winless in their last eight games, going 0-6-2. They'll look for their first win tonight. The game starts at 7:30. A massive corruption scandal has engulfed Belgian soccer after authorities carried out 57 police raids in the country and around Europe. Raf Kassert reports the investigation centers on, quote, activities relating to a criminal organization, money laundering, and private corruption.
The whole issue was that soccer agents were allegedly setting up a whole system to evade taxes, to make illegal transactions at the cost of Belgian state. They also found some indications that might point to match fixing.
The federal prosecutor's office say 44 raids were held in Belgium and 13 more in France, Luxembourg, Cyprus, Serbia, and Macedonia, and Montenegro. The unexpected probe comes from only 3 months after Belgium's national soccer team reached the World Cup semifinals and ended up finishing third at the tournament in Russia.
They targeted football clubs far and wide of the top Belgian football league. There also were six additional raids in France, Luxembourg, and in the Balkans, all to find out to what extent they were linked together in one huge corruption scandal.
According to local media, Belgium's best-known agent, Brugge coach Ivan Lecco, and a former Anderlecht club official were among those being questioned.
It was the best year for all Belgian soccer fans, and suddenly they are confronted with this stunning reversal, in fact. They have no idea to what extent matches in their own league have been fixed, and it remains to be seen how the league can continue over the next days.
In hockey, three games are being played tonight in the NHL. The Vegas Golden Knights and the Washington Capitals face off in a Stanley Cup rematch. The Capitals took a commanding 4-1 series win over the Golden Knights to win the Stanley Cup. A Pacific Division battle between the Arizona Coyotes and the Anaheim Ducks takes place tonight. The Ducks are looking to remain undefeated and extend their winning streak to 4. Peterborough's Corey Perry of the Ducks is on injured reserve and will not play tonight. Our nation's capital will host the Philadelphia Flyers. The Ottawa Senators are looking to rebound from their 6-3 loss against the Boston Bruins on Monday. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. Tonight, mainly cloudy with 40% chance of showers. Showers beginning before morning, risk of thunderstorm overnight with a low of 19. Tomorrow, showers ending early in the afternoon, then a mix of sun and cloud. Risk of a thunderstorm in the morning, high of 22, humidex 28. It's 4:10 and it's 25 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm David Bowie, QNET News. News on 91X next at 5 o'clock.